Welcome to Rest Leads to Revenue Podcast, where we educate, enlighten, and encourage how we improve our quality of sleep to grow our business and improve your health and wellness. I am Donata D. Mooring, your host and certified sleep science coach, holistic life coach, accountability fitness coach, author, national editor of the Black National Unity News, and a speaker. I am pleased to have my special guest, Natasha Hardy, sexability coach. Welcome, Natasha, and thank you for taking the time to share your experience and expertise.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm happy to be here, and thank you for inviting me. I'm really excited about this topic and the questions you gave me. I love them because they allowed me to learn a lot more about menopause and sleep and women over 50 and all those exciting topics to add to my reservoir of goodies.
Okay, great, great. Okay, so we'll get right to it. Now, the first question is, how do you become a sexability coach?
Well, as when you came in, I heard you saying all your accolades, and one of my lifelong careers has been in health and wellness, and I have over 17 certifications in the fitness field, and as well as I'm a trained dancer and a graduate from the Fame School. I'm going to live forever. And and I also went to school for occupational therapy. And I noticed as I was getting older, once I got into my 40s, I noticed people were having difficulties with having sex, mainly because, you know, people are not as active as they once were when they were in their 20s and 30s. So I started working with my clients on activities they could do to improve their sex life. And that all my life experience combined with, I'm also a certified life coach, an ICF certified life coach. I decided to coach people about their abilities to have sex as they age. And one of the things I've come to become comfortable with is sharing authentically and just being quite frank about what's happening to the body, and sharing and expressing about body parts and in a way that is fun and comfortable and without making people feel uncomfortable and ashamed. So how I became a sexability coach is something I stumbled into. And then what I did is I used all my life experiences combined with my life coaching and began to coach people about ways to improve their ability to have sex.
That is wonderful. Just the name itself made people think, like, what is that? So that's the reason why I definitely had to start with that question, what is it? So thank you for sharing that. Now, the next question is, why is sexability a holistic physical performance?
Well, I really feel that sex is a natural act, and everyone that I know of, most people want to be good at it, even if they're not good at having sex. They want to be good at having sex, and each person, they strive to please their partner. And I notice when I work with my clients who are in their 60s, or clients who are in their 50s, or even I have an 86-year-old client, they all desire to have sex, men, both men and women. And that's why it's holistic, because it's a natural action for us to do, to have sex and to be loving and have intimate, connected relationships with a person, without partners? And why is it holistic? Because one of the things that we're not taught is the benefit of sexual health. And sexual health is, I consider it to be like adult sex education, right? But it's a way for people to understand the importance of sex, so that as they get older or grow into adults, it's, sex is more than just an action that you do because you have feelings and you're a teen and you're curious, right? You get older. As we get older, we get in our 20s, get in our 30s, get in our 40s and 50s and going on, we lose sight of that because now this whole thing about if you're getting married and you're having children or you're dating and you want to avoid getting pregnant or catching an STD, well, that's all about sex ed, and they're adding more into it now. But sexual health is a state of physical, emotional, mental, and social well-being in a sexual relationship. So it includes a lot of socializing and emotional support to help us sustain our lifestyle in adulthood. So, you know, sexual health requires being positive, respectful, and when you approach sex, so that your relationships are wholesome with your partner, they're pleasurable, and you can feel safe. So you have a safe space where you're experiencing a way of being intimate and deeply connected with your partner, right? So it's free. It should be free of coercion and violence or discrimination.
That is wonderful. I love how you express that because it's really, you know, I'm sure most people don't think of that. The most people think of it just physical and that's it. So it's good to hear that that's something that you coach and others who need it and probably others who think they don't need it. So thank you so much for that. Now my next question is, how does sexability and sleep interact?
Well, of course, after a good roll between the sheets or a romp in the hay or however you want to call it, sexual act, there's always great sleep after that. So that there's a great interaction there. One of the most one activity that I can tell you that's related. There's one activity in all my research that I find that's woven throughout all issues, concerns, and problems, or most of them. Like if you say you want to lose weight, you want to sleep better, you want to have great sex, you want to improve, you know, your vitality, you want to look younger, all of them are all related to exercise. Right. Mm-hmm. So if you want to have great sex, why I created sexability is because in order for you to have good sex, you got to be fit. Mm-hmm. Most people don't know that that when you have sex, you're using all 657 muscles in your body when you have sex.
Wow.
And and when you have sex, you use cardiovascular, you use stretching, and you use strength. So in order to be a good sex performer, you have to have strength, you should have good flexibility, and you certainly should have some cardiovascular, quite a bit of cardiovascular under your belt. Now, with that said, sex is included in as a category of exercise.
Oh, right? Okay.
Yeah, sex. Yeah. So.
Wow.
So the American Heart Association says that in order to stay fit, people should do 150 minutes of exercise per week. So if you have a sexual partner that you can maintain 20 to 40 minutes of exercise, of sexercise with, right, of sex with for three times a week, let's just go on a low end, let's say 20 minutes. You already got 60 minutes in for the week, right? So then you only have to do another 100 hours of exercise. The other days, be that walking for 30 minutes or riding a bike or whatever it is, you can get that in. So that's how that works. And sex is considered a form of exercise, and you can see why, right? Because you gotta have cardiovascular, you gotta have stretching in there, and you have to have a level of strength. So it does make sense.
Yes, it does. Oh, that's great. Thank you for that. Thank you for listening to Rest Leads to Revenue podcast. We're going to take a quick break.
Are you a public speaker that struggles to get booked for speaking engagement? Do you need a killer elevator pitch to attract media attention and investor interest? Hello, my name is Precious Williams, and I am the author of Bad Bitches and Power Pitches for women entrepreneurs and speakers only. I have written this book because I want to help women entrepreneurs get explosive sales, take their public speaking and their pitching skills to the next level, and get all the attention and interest that they need right now. You can find my book now for purchase at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and also my website, www.perfectpitchesbyprecious.com.
Hello, this is Donetta D. Mooring. I want to share with you my new book, 21 Days to Improve Your Sleep Hygiene and Lose Weight. It's a great book that provides guidance, tips, and techniques on how you can become more mindful, gain energy, and become more productive to grow your business. I appreciate you purchasing my book on Amazon, or you can go to my website, Donetta D. Mooring, which is donetadmooring.com. Thank you for your support. I am Donetta D. Mooring, Rush Leads to Revenue podcast, and we have our special guest, Natasha Hardy, sexability coach. Now, the other question I have to you, I have for you, do you agree that getting enough quality sleep do affect your sexability or affects performance?
Yes, and let me just back up a little bit when you to the last question, which is when you work out well, of course you sleep good. So of course, if you have good sex, a good active romp of sex, you're going to sleep really well. So that's why I went into all of that, just so that you can really see how it ties in to the sleep. Can you repeat your question again?
Sure. Well, do you agree that getting enough quality sleep affects your sexability? Like if someone say that I'm tired, and because they had a long day or they just don't feel like it, do you think maybe that if they did decide to have relations, that they will feel a lot better and they would get the quality sleep even though they feel tired?
Well, you know, it say yes and no, because if a person feels like they're tired, they may not be able to perform their best. So sometimes, you know, the partner that may be the one that's the most active may end up being tired that day, and they may tell their partner, you know, their partner may say, I want to have partner A. Let's say partner A is tired, right?
Mm-hmm.
And partner B wants to, you know, go for a roll around in the sheets. And partner A could say, you know, I'm happy to oblige you. It's just that I'm going to take the low road today, and then you take the active road because I'm tired. And that could work, too. And then both parties could take place. Then there's a clear communication about what's happening. It's not
right.
Partner A is expected to perform at that higher level. And then sometimes some people just are maybe have a lot of stress and anxiety and can't perform. And under that level of stress, it depends on how stressed the person is in that situation.
Right, I see. Now, another question just came up. So have any of your clients, just say the example, they might not really feel like it, but then once they get into it, they somehow have the energy to.
That could happen too. They get into it, you know, they get a burst of energy. I would say that would probably happen to somebody that, to people who are more physically active. So let's just say this person may work out regularly. They have a particular type of lifestyle that healthy, they may be leading a healthier lifestyle that will afford them to, you know, pull up on the back end of some stored resources that they've accumulated from working out versus someone who may be leading an unhealthy lifestyle that may not have any resources because they don't work out, they're not eating healthy, you know, this would just depend on the person's lifestyle, I would say.
That is really interesting. Yeah, so thank you for that. I appreciate that. Once again, thank you for staying with Rest Leads to Revenue. We'll be right back.
Hey, 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 this is Coach Harvey, and I'm excited about my new podcast. It's going to air every Tuesday at 4 p.m. The title of it is called The Healthy Side of Business. In this podcast, you're going to always learn about strong disciplines to build self-care habits. You're going to learn strong disciplines to maintain strong physical habits. And then you're going to learn how to transfer those new habits into a healthy business habit. So don't miss out. Be sure to join it every Tuesday at 4 p.m. The Healthy Side of Business. Don't miss it. See you Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Stay safe and be well.
Thank you for staying with our special guest, Natasha Harding. Natasha, I really appreciate it. I'm sure our listening audience want to thank you so much for all that valuable information that they can use hopefully tonight. And I want to give you the opportunity to share with our listener audience how we can support you.
Yes, thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
People could contact me. I'm on LinkedIn at Natasha Hardy, and that's spelled N-A-T-A-S-C-H-A. Last name is H-A-R-D-E-E, Natasha Hardy on LinkedIn. And on Instagram, I'm at Hardy Life. And that's spelled like my last name, H-A-R-D-E-E, life. And if anyone would like to get some sex tips, I have some free sex tips that they can download at sexabilitycoach.com. That's like exactly how you hear it, sexabilitycoach.com. And If anyone would like to reach me, they can email me at info@NatashaHardy, like my name is spelled, .com. info@Natasha, NatashaHard, as in delightful, 2 E's, as in excellent, Hardy. And I'd like everyone to know that who's on listening to this broadcast, if you would like to have a complimentary coaching session, feel free to email me that or DM me, direct message me on the social media platforms that I'm on. And remember that Natasha Hardy from Hardy Life, because you deserve a Hardy life. And I inspire the 50-plus woman to confidently embrace her feminine power and live a sexy, passionate life.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you for listening to part one of our series, Sleep and Sex. We hope you got a lot of information from Natasha Hardy about sexability. Tune into part two next week on menopause, the best-kept secret.